The 27th of September 2021, my name is Jerry and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1224. We're talking today about WTEVs. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
The Oxford Dictionary has been around since 1884 and has been following the evolution of the English language ever since, but the authors could hardly have predicted the emergence of new words. The edition of 21,728 pages in 20 volumes was published in 1989. ESPN staff spotted a Jägermeister who disappeared the moment he was passed around. The officer turned his attention to the ramp, where Merck applied his large stencils with black spray paint. He went down the ramps that every other man I know, including the Water Brothers crew from Newport, ran. They built a foam pit where the participants had to use giant Q-tip clubs in the form of clubs. The convention center was founded as a line skating company, and to be clear, it was begged by the soon-to-be operating under the name of 10th Games. Skateboarding was presented as a revered activity, but since Nickelodeon's painfully goofy Skate TV, which lasted just a year, no major network of any kind has paid much attention to skateboarding. Skate parks and skate companies are closing, many professionals are being forced into early retirement, and skating remains one of the most popular sports in the world, if not the sport. I'm not sure if this is just the topic of the week or if it signals a new trend in the labor market, but one thing is certain. I agree that the introduction process shouldn't take forever and that clients shouldn't leave candidates waiting endlessly for answers. Perhaps the candidates see the many opportunities that are now open to them and therefore do not feel they have to jump through endless hoops. And, I could not be less, attitude has never been a desirable quality, either in friendship, work or life. I once ran an organization where several staff believed that polls meant nothing if the leadership did nothing. A senior management team was reviewing the results of an organizational survey when one of them said, "If the staff says they have no career opportunities, that doesn't say anything to prove to me that they haven't read the marketing materials. If you are lucky enough to work in a job in a company that conducts surveys, it is because a large proportion of your workforce is angry, but that does not mean that something has gone wrong through these glasses. It means that something is wrong with the organization, its leadership and its organizational culture. Yet there is nothing to stop complementary issues from developing, which get to the heart of the matter and help narrow the focus. Endless vague and subjective surveys would give more meaningful time to find more meaningful answers, which in turn would lead to more meaningful action. These specific steps will provide the organization with an opportunity to unpack and process potentially vague, subjective insights. I will give you some examples from my own experience as a member of the senior management team in an organization with an organization survey. Anyone who has followed the trail so far has no doubt that endless survey activity has already caused fatigue and anger. This is understandable, because endless surveys mean endless focus, which becomes almost impossible with endless communication, analysis and short tasks. I once had an office manager tell me it was like shooting in the dark to figure out what to focus on. I was able to convince him that he is fluent in three languages, knows the industry and that his character is rather salesy. He didn't need any sales experience and, to be honest, if I had been a customer I wouldn't have hired him, but I would have done it anyway, even if he had been. I wanted to see if he could do the job and speak coherently, but I also wanted him to be cursed like a teacher would a lazy 8-year-old. I saw that this was not a task for me, but for Andrew, and I told him that he could not do such a thing because he did not want to invest his time in something that was not his task. He wanted me to like him as much as I wanted my teachers to like me, as a lazy 8-year-old. When I focus specifically on this survey, I am aware that the cycle of negative thoughts that surrounds it has sometimes entrenched many people in this space in negativity. This is the definition of a vicious circle and greatly influences what we do to improve the blur and ultimately subjectivity of the survey. We must acknowledge this, otherwise we will continue to have a WTEVs mentality, which feeds into the negative culture cycle, which renders survey results meaningless and rightly blames
everyone at all levels. Although this may seem like an attack on our poll effort, we cannot continue in this way.
Episode 1224 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Jerry Wright. Adios.